total debut. I've never shot a single camcorder film. I'll be lying about the camcorder because obviously I went on recce to India to research the film. When I was at university in the 90s, I wanted to get into film back then when I was doing architecture and planning at UCL. But I never was brave enough to jump into it at that point because there was a big recession on. So I thought I'd better stick to what I'm studying. Christopher Nolan was at UCL at the same time as me, and he was part of my president of my film society. So that was something we learned afterwards. So I always had an interest in film and always loved watching the old epics and things, you know, like Lawrence of Arabia's and the great kind of Roman epics and the war films. And I always thought, oh, how are these made? And I always wanted to do it. And it's probably 20 years later, I think, practically. I finally bit my teeth and told my wife, you know, I want to learn to write scripts kind of thing, you know, in my spare time. And as I started doing it, I thought, well, what if I wanted to make this kind of thing? How much would it cost? Not on a big scale, but just to make a small film. And you start researching and you start realizing there are these small cameras like Canon 5Ds out there, and you know, you can put a film together for maybe 80 to 100,000 if you want to do it properly kind of thing. But then you start realizing, well, you know, if you're going to spend this amount on a camera and do this, then what could you get if you spent a bit more money? Would you get a better camera? And slowly, slowly, things kind of roll over one from the other, and you get to meet the right people. So when you first start off to try and make a film, you know, you'll go out and reach out to everybody. And from there, you'll have to find the voices that make sense and the voices that are probably living in cloud cuckoo land kind of thing. And once you find the right voices, and they actually join you your project because of the script you've developed and the idea, you start getting genuine kind of responses and feedbacks, and your ambitions are tested. So you have to have a reality check of what you can and can't do. And the minute you start realizing you've got the right people on board and they're telling you the truth and what limitations you've got with the equipment you can hire, you start realizing, well, let me try and find extra money to make it a more this or take it that way kind of thing, or get a better actor. And then budget starts going up. But you then start thinking, well, if you're going to make this film, and you've got the right people around you, then it's worth finding the money to do it kind of thing. So it's a lot of luck, you know, a lot of luck. It's a very long journey because you could end up writing 100 redrafts of your script. I think the original one was 167 pages, and we ended up shooting a script which was 87 pages. So you rip out half your script, but you learn through the process kind of thing. And I had two really good people on board. James Aspinall, who worked on the BBC Sharp films in India, and Caroline O'Reilly, who's script supervisor for things like Band of Brothers and Education. She recently worked on The Heart of the Sea with Ron Howard. So when you've got people like that who've worked in the business for 20 years and they sit around with you on a table and say, you can't shoot this, but you can do this, or you could do this a different way, they become your lecturers, you know, they become your own teachers. So you're very lucky to not go to film school, but you've got a film school around a coffee table every other day kind of thing. But you don't rush into it. You allow that period of 1 or 2 years to happen. And we did that. You know, we spent 2 years flushing everything out. And then eventually, once we were ready, we started casting and things like that kind of thing. So, yeah.